Well, we are on the phone right now. I believe we have Lisa Fox on air live. Lisa, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate you being here and making time out of a beautiful day like today to come and talk to us about a little bit of August fishing. So we know that you're flying. We haven't really discussed anything prior to this meeting, so it's going to be all new for me, so I'm excited to hear. We're all wondering how escapement is for local stocks, if we're going to see some opportunity in August. You've been out in the air, and have you seen the harvest summary for today yet?
Yeah, it's not out yet, but I've been kind of looking at numbers as they've been coming in. Looks like there's a little bit of an improvement in the harvest, especially around the Shumagins. But yeah, it's picking up a little bit, but it's still not a super strong harvest or escapement going on right now.
Okay, so what is the overall need for escapement for the August local stocks? What are you looking for?
So we're switching over to Pink and Chum management. We've been looking at Pink and Chum escapement for the last few weeks. The overall pink salmon escapement goal for the entire South Penn, it's an aggregate goal of 1.75 million to 4 million pinks in river. And then we also have chum goals are a lot smaller. But we have some chum goals in the different districts that we're looking to try to meet those too. But right now we're sitting at about 13% of the pink salmon escapement and about 12% for chum. And so there's still not a lot of fish in the rivers, but there's still time for it to build. We're kind of just waiting to see what's going to happen and flying more surveys as time goes by.
Okay, so we're looking for in-river escapement here, and that's obviously as opposed to things building up at the creek. So about 13% of the way there for pink salmon, so that's roughly, 130,000 pink salmon or something around there? Probably like 200,000 pinks?
Yeah, I don't have the full numbers, but Cassie's actually out flying a survey right now to try to add a little bit more. We're seeing fish in river. The rivers look really nice and clear, and there's plenty of water after this last rain, so that's good to see.
Good.
But yeah, we're still pretty low on counts.
Are you seeing any buildup? Is there fish that maybe haven't gone up river, and you're seeing buildup at the mouth of the creeks?
So we're seeing some fish on the beaches, schools of 5 or 10,000 here and there. On these even years, the escapement has been pretty low, and so we're trying to be a little bit conservative to make sure the fish actually get into the river. But on an odd year, by now, we would already have seen, hundreds of thousands of fish on the beaches kind of stacking up, and we're definitely not seeing that this season. We've seen 5,000-10,000 fish here and there, and they look good, and the streams look good, but there's just not quite the volume yet. And I'm hoping that some of the harvest reports are showing that there's still more fish coming and we'll be able to count some more fish in the river. But right now it's warming up. We're kind of at the beginning of the escapement, and we're not seeing a ton of buildup. But, it's looking better than 2018 for sure.
So before we talk about the harvest summary, can you kind of give us a quick, comparison as to what it looked like in 2018 compared to this year?
Yeah, so in 2018, I remember flying surveys where there were just big, empty stretches of stream, nice, clear water that looks perfect for fish to be in and spawning, and just no fish, and not really anything on the beaches. And then, this year, there's fish in the river kind of doing their normal thing, stacking up in the bottom couple corners of the stream. And then, when I flew yesterday, the fish were well up into the systems, over halfway up into the streams, and I haven't seen anything that looks like a fish that's got some fuzz on it. There's no carcasses yet. I haven't seen anything that looks super, super colored up or anything like that. So it seems like it's still early, but there's definitely more fish in the rivers in 2018, and just the little bit of sign we've seen on the beaches is good. But, yeah, like I said, if this were an odd year, we would already see stacks of fish outside, and we would have extended and continued to open the fishery. So now we're just kind of waiting to see if there's any buildup on the beach and if they're going to get into the rivers and get up there and get in the count.
Okay. So better than 2018, still very early on. And that's a good sign of what you're saying, that the fish are looking like. And maybe we've kind of seen that in some other fisheries this year, too, that things just kind of started late. Look at Bristol Bay and other fisheries. Things really did kick into gear a bit later. Going now from the escapement to the harvest summary, did you see some? We saw 165,000 pink salmon delivered on the first day of the opener for this last opener, and then I think it was 21,000 sockeye delivered for the Shumigans. Were you able to see anything like 500,000 pink salmon delivered yesterday?
I don't think the numbers are going to be quite that big for this opener. Like I said, they're definitely better harvest numbers than 2018, and actually 2019 was kind of a weird year where the harvest wasn't really matching up with the escapement because the fish weren't behaving normally in that warm water. But yeah, the harvest is looking better than 2018, but you know, it's definitely not an odd year, and we also have some of these confidentiality issues where we can't report the full harvest because there's fewer than three processors that are having deliveries in the different areas. But it's building. The harvest is building, and it seems to be getting a little bit stronger with each opening. And now we kind of got to switch over to relying on just the escapement information to see if there can be any more fishing that happens in August.
Is there a goal you would like to hit in order to allow an opener? Like, do you foresee, like, you know, say you hit like a 25% escapement and you want to see what's out there, would you let the guys go and see what kind of fish are swimming around the islands with a limited opening here in August fairly early?
On an odd year when there was really strong harvest and there was buildup of escapement and you could see fish stacking on the beach, then, you know, we would allow harvest to start happening, more fishing to start happening before we reach the goal. But on an even year, because we don't know how strong the run is going to be, we don't know if it's going to be late, having fishing early on when the majority of the goal has not been met yet, it's just a little too risky. So on this even year, we're going to try to get the majority of the escapement into the river, or at least a sign that there's a bunch of fish building up on the beaches, and we're going to get the escapement goal before there's any fishing.
Okay. So just kind of hurry up and wait at this time and see what happens with the escapement, and then if opportunities seem to present themselves, we can see an opportunity in August.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not looking strong. It's looking like a even year, and that it's a weak escapement so far. And now, yeah, we just kind of have to wait and see if it's going to be late and it's going to build, or if it's just going to kind of be weak in general. I do think that it's going to be a better year than 2018. It's just, you know, 2018, I think it was half of the escapement goal was all we saw in August. So, we would need much better than 2018 for there to be any fishing opportunity or for that goal to be met.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing what you have for us now, and look forward to maybe in this next upcoming week, once you get some more opportunity to fly, maybe having you on later next week in the Thursday slot or something like that, where we can get another update on escapement, if that would be okay with you.
Yeah, that works for me. We're, like I said, Cassie's up flying right now. And then we'll probably let it rest for a couple days. I might go back out and look at the southwestern district to see if that is looking better. Last time that was flown, it was looking a little bit dry, and there was definitely fewer fish out that way. So, we'll just keep looking. And then, yeah, by late next week, we should have an updated picture of what's going on.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today, Lisa. Thank you so much. We'll let you say any final last words before you take off and enjoy the sun yourself. But thank you so much for your time. Anything you'd like to say before you sign off?
No. Thanks for having me on. And we'll try to get the escapement out on the VHF in the morning and the afternoon and try to give more updates that way as well. I know people are anxious to hear what's going on, so we'll try to announce it in a few different ways to keep people updated.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Lisa. And thank you for your time. Good luck and be safe out there.
Yep, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Lisa Fox, area biologist for the Alaska Peninsula for salmon, and talking about the escapement. Good news, escapement for pinks and chums looking better than 2018. Bad news, not good enough for opportunities yet. So we'll keep you updated here on KSDP as we get the escapement numbers. So make sure you stay tuned. Fish reports will keep on coming your way. We'll have Lisa on late next week to get another summary of what's happening out there in the beaches. So hopefully we can see those pinks coming out.